in the low 60s. 50s for high school football tonight. Maybe a shower at your location. Likely not, but maybe. Otherwise, temperatures bottom out at 48. Saturday, 75. Sunday, 76.
Well, right now, cloud cover, Chuck, and 61 degrees here at KVOE, live and local. Yeah, it's 852.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And before we wrap up the morning show here today, we're glad to be talking about one of the weekend activities to come tomorrow. It's Hope with Horsepower. Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention Director Melissa Owen joining us here this morning.
Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well so far. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for filling us in here on Hope with Horsepower, which the way it appears, that switch in locations is pretty well planned and pretty well timed.
It is, yes. We had to do a last-minute switch due to our beautiful Kansas weather giving us the rain that we desperately need, but that means we will not be allowed to park on the grass down there at Soden's. We definitely don't want to leave any ruts or anything to unbeautify the park. So we pivoted quickly, and the Flint Hills Mall has been amazing at opening their venue for us and allowing us to set up there.
All right, so where will all the cars be situated, Melissa?
We're going to be right out front of the front entrance there where the marquee is. That's where we're going to start lining up the cars. Against Industrial there, we're going to have 5 food trucks will be lined up. Inside the mall, you're going to be able to enjoy resource tables. Vendors will be down. We'll have our raffles that we do to help raise funds for veteran suicide prevention as well. Opportunity to talk to Beacon for Hope staff that's there. And just a way to really get to know the individuals with their cars and the stories behind them.
Speaking of those stories, you know, you and I have talked in last couple of years as Hope with Horsepower has become kind of a fall fixture here on the community calendar about how vehicle care, and specifically with classic cars or you know, other classic vehicles, is really kind of a mental health tonic for a lot of the participants in car shows.
It really is, and the more car shows that I myself had gone to and talked to the drivers, and they've been very open about their stories, and especially if they are a veteran, and how when they returned home from service and purchased their car, how their cars really had a positive impact on their mental health, having buddies come over to work on cars together, to have that community, that connection, and how, you know, in times of feeling overwhelmed, if they were dealing with anything like PTSD, how working on their cars really helped to pave the way for a journey of healing for them.
Yeah, and this has been a pretty well-attended event, too, in the past, hasn't it, Melissa?
It has, yeah. Yes. We have at least 50 registered cars every year, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's
we're hoping
great.
This year for a little more.
And how does this wind up drawing attention to the work that you guys are doing for Beacon for Hope, and including not just locally now, but pushing into southeast Kansas, as you've been mentioning here on our airwaves quite a bit over the last, say, 4 to 5 months?
Yes, we really want to show and showcase that any community can create a type of event that can bring your community together. You know, a car show, there's a lot of work that goes into it. But it is one of the easier events that any community can do if you really want to start bringing awareness to a community in a more relaxed fashion. Being able to provide education and resources while also having a family, fun-friendly event is something that we're really trying to encourage different areas of the state to do, along with walks. We have a couple of new walks that are going to be scheduled as well in different areas of the state this fall. So just trying to encourage communities that it's okay to talk about suicide prevention out in the open. People want to talk about it. And here is a unique but fun way to start the conversation.
Yeah, you're doing great work here, Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention. And it looks like you have a couple other events before the month's out here too, Melissa.
We sure do. So on the 20th, we're going to be heading over to Lebo, and we're going to do our first annual Gravel Grind for Hope gravel ride. We're very excited. We have a lot of pre-registered folks already. And then on the 27th, we're going to be up at C of E Drive, and we're going to do our 5th annual Hope Links Us Together Suicide Prevention Walk.
Outstanding. For folks that want to get in on the car show tomorrow, can they register now? Can they register on site?
Both. You can register till noon today. Off hopelinks.org/events, or you can walk up and register tomorrow.
All right, 9 to 3, the big Hope with Horsepower car show at the Flint Hills Mall. Going to be a great day for it, too, it looks like, Melissa. So
it's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah. big attendance. That's what we want, and a lot of cars.
Yes.
So stop by and help out Beacon for Hope and the great work they do with suicide prevention. Well, that's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Ron and Chuck.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
All right, Melissa Owen, Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention Director, joining us here talking about Hope with Horsepower tomorrow. If you want to be on the morning show next week, call us at 620-342-1400.
We want to hear from you. Good morning. It's 8:57.
Protect your home with GR Roofing, the ultimate choice for metal and asphalt roofing.